Zila jatendetai Samuel hails from Magunje in Urungwe. Samuel says he was beaten last week by soldiers with the Magunje Infantry Battalion. He is not optimistic about next year in terms of politics. Samuel fears next year will see the loss of more lives and property. He narrates how soldiers came and beat patrons in several drinking establishments last week, saying the incident are a preview of what he believes will take place next year as elections approach.
They just came and started beating at everyone in the bar. Many people who were in the bar were injured in one way or the other. They were shouting at us. Wajitu chirikunwa wawa, wajimpwasungata.
Urungwe business person Tonderai Kusemamuriwa agrees. Tonderai says the deployment of soldiers throughout Matola and the West is a bad sign.
The other partner is interested in creating violence, both by deploying soldiers to the remote areas, what it means they're trying to intimidate and frustrate so that towards the coming elections, people will be coward to an extent that it's either they won't vote or either they'll be forced to vote for ZANU-PF.
Though many see what 2013 may bring politically, Mudzimu villager Benson Kunaka is optimistic about the revival of the economy, though he says politics might impact that too. Some local villagers also predict that political party members will not see much violence on election day itself, but thinks intimidation of potential voters will happen now. A Makonde villager who asked to identify the stronger in Kayaramba says they may be light at the end of the tunnel as political party leaders are calling for peace as the country nears elections.
Elections for 2013 will be generally violent-free, and this is because the President, His Excellency R.G. Mugabe, Right Honorable Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai have been preaching about peace, and the people have realized from past mistakes of 2008 that whatever happens, the avenging spirits will always follow the very same people, you know, from the case of the Machaya brothers and so forth. So people have now realized that it's not really necessary to have violence towards the election.
Another youth, Peter Luanda, predicts violence-free elections, saying the youth are aware that the politicians would try to incite violence, but says the youth will preach peace among themselves, knowing that violence does not benefit them.
Time around, the youth will not be in a position to be used to commit acts of political violence, given the circumstances that events over the past 5 years have shown that the avenging spirits of people who have been murdered through political violence have always come back to haunt the perpetrators and not those who would have ordered the youth to engage in such acts.
Most people who talk to Studio 7 appealed for international observers to come long before the elections to keep away potential troublemakers. Tinashe Munonyara hopes observers will come 6 months before the country goes to the polls.
I don't foresee them.
It is actually unlikely that elections will be conducted next year, as Zimbabwe has to comply with some SADC electoral guidelines before holding the polls.
Chinoy member of parliament, Stuart Garadi, says political parties should implement the security reforms outlined in the global political agreement before elections.
We want all the security reforms agreed in the GPA to be made and to set for the election. There's a need to security reforms to be a rearrangement.
Zimbabwe is among several countries that have seen violent elections in Africa. The country has held several violent mass elections since independence in 1980. Reporting for Studio 7 in Magunje, Urungwe, this is Atta Chigoriwa.